at eye level. Are you a God-fearing man? Lenny knew how this went, and he nodded rapidly.
Go to church every week.
The man arched a skeptical eyebrow, but Lenny wasn't lying. He hadn't believed in God since the war. But when you were homeless, you spent a lot of time in churches, because they were open, they were warm, and that's where the food was. Unfortunately, technical truth didn't look like it was going to earn him dinner tonight.
Is that so?
The young man said, gripping the offered money tighter than ever. Show me. Quote me some scripture, and the money's yours. Lenny didn't know a word of scripture, but he tried anyway, reciting some phrases he'd seen typed on the church bulletins he took for fire kindling. It must not have been good enough, because the man snatched the bill right back out of his hands, making Lenny cry out.
Come on, man,
he begged, watching the man pocket the money again with loss in his eyes.
Have a heart. I'm just trying to survive.
Really? The man said. Just survive. Lenny nodded.
Ain't we all?
For some reason, this made the man smile. And what if I were to offer you something better? He asked, reaching his gloved hand inside his heavy winter coat to pull out a small glass bottle filled with a liquid so bright green it almost seemed to glow in the dim light. Something new? Lenny recoiled at once, swearing to himself. Just his luck. The one bite he got tonight, and it was a pusher. Unlike a lot of people he'd met on the street, though, Lenny didn't truck with drugs. He'd had enough chemicals sprayed on him in Nam to last 5 lifetimes.
Nah, man,
he said, scooting backwards farther into the shelter of the bridge.
I don't touch that stuff.
It's free, the man said, tossing the green vial casually in his hand. Try it. The first hit was always free.
Nah,
Lenny said again, backing away.
I'm clean, man. I don't do that.
Even if he had been a druggie, he wouldn't have touched the stuff in the man's hand. Lenny had never seen anything like the green liquid in the bottle, but it reeked of rotten eggs. Yet another reason to get out of here quick, before things got weirder. But as Lenny pushed himself off the pavement to walk away, the man in black grabbed his arm.
I think there's been a misunderstanding, the stranger said softly. That wasn't a request.
Lenny swore and yanked, trying in vain to escape. It should have been easy. He'd been a soldier once, and still made a point to keep himself in decent shape, despite his life on the street. But the man in black was freakishly strong. No matter what Lenny did, the stranger moved him as easily as he'd move a child, letting go of his arm to grab Lenny by the jaw. He started to squeeze then, forcing Lenny's mouth open with one hand as he popped the lid off the vial with the other. Eyes wide, Lenny lashed out with his feet and fists, but the man just seemed to absorb the blows as if they were nothing, as he poured the green substance down Lenny's throat. It tasted as vile as it smelled, and Lenny tried to spit it up, but it was as if the liquid was climbing down his throat. Worse, it hurt. The burn was so bad that Lenny couldn't even scream. His body had clamped up the moment the green crap touched his tongue. He didn't even feel the sidewalk when he fell backwards, his body convulsing in the alley as the burning liquid rolled down his cheeks and sank into his skin. He was still fighting to take a breath when he heard the man whisper in his ear, "Thank you for your service." Lenny's eyes bugged open, but he couldn't say a word. He couldn't breathe, couldn't move, couldn't do anything but lie there and watch the stranger's shiny shoes as they walked away, vanishing into the crowd of oblivious evening commuters pouring down the stairs from the elevated train station across the street. No one caring at all. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will no longer be any death. There will no longer